Right, I'm with Francis Irving from mysociety.org, who are the people behind whatdotheyknow.com. Francis, what would you like to see change about the freedom of data in the United Kingdom in the near future?
So particularly on freedom of information, what do they know is a repository of freedom of information requests, but they're only the ones that people have made, and it's only data that people have proactively asked for. What we really need is a proper cultural change to a regime of where the government automatically, by default, publishes all the information, because their IT system just does that, unless they make a special exception, because it has to be signed off by someone senior saying it's national security or something, it should just be published. And they have systems like that in other countries, such as in Estonia specifically. So that's what I would like in terms of that. There are analogous things in other areas as well. So, for example, They Work For You publishes the debates in Parliament, and they're quite detailed, and the situation of parliamentary information is quite good now. But we don't have the similar information for local councils. So, again, it'd be good if proactively every local council published all of individual votes and published it in a more structured format than their minutes. I mean, they do publish the data, but it's not in a reliable format. So again, that would be better. Another example is we run a site called Fix My Street, where you can report things like potholes and abandoned vehicles, and your report is public, and it also gets sent to the authority so that they know about it. Now, instead of us having to have a layer on top of government that lets you do that, it'd be much better if, when you reported to a council, you could look at the database internally first of all, and it would tell you, oh, actually, there's a not just tell you this has been reported already, but tell you, oh, actually, there's a van scheduled to go out and repair this on this day. So there's no reason why lots of the internal databases that public authorities use just to schedule things shouldn't be public, just so that people can feel that something's happening and know that something is happening, and also understand the work that goes on behind everything.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.